The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. This month we are marking 1 year of living in a pandemic. I feel like a year ago we kind of started with, home improvement projects and getting organized and learning how to bake bread and all that good stuff. And here we are a year later. Some of those good habits have turned into bad habits. Joining us right now, Google technology expert Molly Vandenberg is back with us to see, how we can maybe get into some better habits now that springtime has rolled around. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. I mean, we've talked a few times during this year we've lived through really unusual times and the way that technology has helped. It can also get in the way. So help us maybe get a little bit better organized. That's what Google is trying to help people do right now, right?
Absolutely. As you mentioned, the new season is coming up, but also about a year that we've been living through a pandemic. And that has caused everyone, I think, to take a look at some of the habits that they formed and decide whether or not they want to carry them with them into the warmer weather, hopefully. And so as we look at a bunch of different search trends and different data from Google, we're able to see that people have a lot of questions in four different areas around organization, getting better sleep, staying active, and, of course, managing screen time as well.
Yeah. Well, let's start with getting organized. That's something that I think people want to better organize, not only the place where they live, but their time as well.
You're so correct. Both of those things are at play here. And so we see search interest in things like home organization products spike about 300% over the course of the past year. So I think you're right to say that as people are spending time at home, they're certainly inspired to spruce it up a little bit or get organized in that way. But the trend that I think is really interesting is that Daily Planner actually reached an all-time high in search interest pretty recently.
Wow.
And I have a sneaking suspicion that that has to do with the fact that the days seem to blur more and more together as we've spent longer in this maybe kind of routine-less existence, and people are looking to reclaim some of that and add a little bit more structure to their day.
Boy, that's a great point, Molly, especially I think when we go to work or school every day, our routine is pretty much planned out for us. We, maybe know what we're supposed to do when. When we're doing it from home, you're right, it can feel a little bit aimless at times.
Yes, like you mentioned, a lot of these things, going to the office or going to school, they're pretty specific, and therefore you might have to get up at the same time every day to do them, or you wind down for the same time every day. And while it's nice to have some more flexibility, sometimes you don't necessarily know how to manage it, and it can have some unintended consequences. I know that we said that another category people have a lot of concern about is sleep, and I think that a lot of that has to do with the fact that the structure of your day is a little bit disrupted, and we're all trying to readjust.
Yeah. Well, how can we go about getting better sleep?
It's a great question. And when we look at the search trends, we see things like insomnia and melatonin really spiking, and people have the question of how to fall asleep quickly. And I think the best thing anyone can do is to force some of that structure, to wake up at the same time every day and go to bed at the same time every day, even if you can sleep in or if it's the weekend. It does make it easier overall. But the other thing that we're thinking about at Google is, how can we give people even more insight into their sleep patterns and help them improve it? So we actually launched a new product and announced it this week, our new Nest Hub. And what's great about that is that it has sleep sensing technology. So it's a device that goes on the bedside table, and it has a special radar sensor that detects motion. So if you're moving around a lot, or even perhaps if you're snoring, or if the room gets warm, it takes all that information and gives you kind of a report the next morning to say, hey, here's how you slept. Here are some suggestions about how you can do better.
That's amazing. It feels like we're living in the future. This is really amazing technology. Sleep certainly is one of those issues people have been searching. Also, activity. I think people want to get a little bit more active, whether it's getting back to the gym, getting out for walks or runs. I mean, I think people are beginning to start to feel a little cooped up now.
I definitely agree, and it's my hope that with spring means that it's a little bit easier for people to get outside or a little bit more comfortable with the warmer weather. And activity continues to be top of mind for so many people. We saw a surge interest in exercise equipment spike about 1,000% over the past year as people tried to stay active at home. And that's definitely the case, as well as a few other things that people have been doing or that I would recommend. Is what's most important about getting active is to find something you genuinely enjoy. So I think YouTube is a great resource for that. There are all sorts of at-home videos that you can follow, whether you're interested in dance or strength training, whatever that might be. And then, of course, we have tools like fitness trackers that are really popular as well. Fitbit is now a part of the Google family, and so there's a whole line of watches and activity trackers that you can look into. Or you can download the Google Fit app, which I really like because it helps you set small goals for the day to make sure that you're meeting the requirements set forth by, like, the American Heart Association, but in a really user-friendly way. So those could be some simple things that you can do to hold yourself more accountable to that goal of getting a little more active.
There you go. And then the other thing that you mentioned was managing screen time. And I think this is so important because we're using screens for everything. We're using them for school and for work and for entertainment, and it starts to feel sometimes like we are constantly in front of a screen, some of which is necessary, some of which, though, isn't, right?
Exactly. It's a really important topic because we're using devices not just for entertainment or fun, but also for school or work. And what's most important there is that you're intentional with the time that you're spending in front of a screen. And so, as you mentioned, there might be some things that can help you be really productive, but then you might also scroll on a social media app for too long. So, of course, we at Google have been building these kinds of tools into our products for a couple of years now. On your phone, you can set different timers for certain apps. But particularly over the course of the past year, we've realized that it really is a issue that's top of mind for parents and families as they try to help their kids navigate these boundaries. And so we've also set up a website, which is families.google. And what that has there is a bunch of statistics about some of the things that we've seen, where we've seen that 3 out of 5 parents have allowed more screen time over the past year. And so we know this is something that people are concerned with. And it has all sorts of strategies to help you determine how much screen time is appropriate, how to set up some of those boundaries, and then great stuff that the family could do together to unplug, like content from Headspace. We worked with them to come up with something that was mindfulness for kids and families, and that can be a really great resource as we all continue to try to have a better relationship with our technology.
Boy, absolutely. It can be such a blessing. It can really help a lot, but too much is too much. That's that website again, Molly, families.google, is that right?
That is correct, families.google.
We will check it out. Molly, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Of course, it is always a pleasure, so thank you again for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Molly Vandenberg, who's from Macomb County, by the way, so we always enjoy having Google tech expert Molly Vandenberg with us, talking about better ways to manage our use of technology, even Google.